Many politicians are extra careful about what they say. President Obama is one of them. But NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith reports increasingly the president is using whatever words he wants to. A warning to our listeners, you'll hear President Obama use a word that many find offensive.
During his stand-up routine at the White House Correspondents' Dinner earlier this year, President Obama came right out and said it. Well, almost.
After the midterm elections, my advisors asked me, Mr. President, do you have a bucket list? And I said, well, I have something that rhymes with bucket list.
Obama's bucket is obviously a euphemism.
Take executive action on immigration? Bucket. New climate regulations? Bucket. It's the right thing to do.
Add to that list normalizing relations with Cuba and pushing through trade legislation by teaming up with Republicans and taking on unions. But beyond policy, Obama seems more willing lately to just say it like he sees it. Take last week when he shouted down a heckler at a White House reception.
No. Hey. Yeah, listen, you're in my house.
And then there was Obama's appearance on comedian Marc Maron's podcast. It's called WTF, and it's taped in his garage.
Am I in the orange chair?
Orange chair for you, Mr. President.
Outstanding.
On the podcast, Obama alluded to his youthful drug use and talked extensively about his own racial identity. And when talking about racism in America, he used a word we have to warn you is coming.
Racism. We are not cured of.
Clearly.
And it's not just a matter of it not being polite to say nigger in public. That's not the measure of whether racism still exists or not.
It's a point Obama has made before, but never quite so bluntly. Then on Friday, Obama did something else it's hard to imagine him doing earlier in his presidency.
Amazing grace.
He sang in front of thousands of mourners at the funeral of Reverend Clemente Pinckney. He was off key at times, and it simply didn't matter. In Obama's WTF podcast interview, he described a certain fearlessness that comes after 6.5 years in the White House.
I've been in the barrel, tumbling down Niagara Falls,
yeah.
and you know, I emerged and I lived. And that's always that's such a liberating feeling.
Or in other words, bucket. Tamara Keith, NPR News, The White House.